tweet at TodaySOR.
Now, for the latest on Storm Brendan, I'm joined by Evelyn Cusack, Head of Forecasting at Met Éireann, and by Elaine O'Sullivan, who is at the AA studio in Dublin City Centre. Evelyn, tell me about the progress of Storm Brendan. I haven't seen daylight for well over an hour now. What's been happening?
Okay, Sean. The winds are beginning to peak a little now in the southwest. We've winds of 220 kilometres per hour. So, as you know, we have orange warnings for all counties and violent storm force 11 at sea. That's red for sea areas. So we have the heavy rain now pushing into many areas. It's still mostly dry in the east. But this heavy rain is, in fact, associated with a squall line and some thunderstorms. And it's bringing with it a peak in winds. So the peak in the winds will be reaching Kerry very shortly, and then there'll be a rapid decrease across Kerry and the west of Ireland as the very strong winds and heavy rain transfers eastwards. So it's a case of looking out the window. The storm will be gradually pushing eastwards, each area getting about 2 hours of peak intensity winds and rainfall, perhaps 2 to 3 hours. So it's expected to clear the east coast by roughly about 2 p.m. Certainly gone by 3 p.m. But before then, just for the east coast, the threat of flooding in the west has subsided just for the moment, and the south. But for the east coast, high tide is at 1 p.m. And that's why Dublin Port has closed and all the local authorities along the east coast are on high alert, because this actually coincides with the peak of the storm along the east coast. And while the prevailing direction is southerly, the winds could well back to the southeast. So there's a high risk of some coastal flooding along the east coast early this afternoon and then rapidly decreasing. So it'll be all over by certainly 3 o'clock this afternoon, with one exception, and that's into the northwest. It's going to be a second sting in the jet, if you like, for Donegal, Leitrim, Sligo and Mayo. There'll be orange warnings continuing right through the afternoon.
Yeah, I see ESB Networks have just said in the last few minutes that some 21,000 homes and businesses are without power this morning as a result of Storm Brendan, mainly in the southwest of the country.
Yeah, that's where it is now.
That's where it is now. So other places presumably will be similarly affected as the morning wears on.
Sean, so it's really over the next number of hours. So any one area, and could I just say please to people to go on to the Met Éireann app, because you can see on the radar there, that is the squall line. Like, it's not a forecast, it's an actual, if you like, it's an observation. So you can get your local area weather perfectly clear on the radar, and obviously that's a free app. So please download it now, and then you can subscribe to get warnings notifications for future storms.
Now, you were talking a few moments ago, Evelyn, about the concerns there along the east coast, particularly,
Wicklow, Dublin, Louth and Meath.
Yeah, and I see they're offering sandbags available up there in Blackrock and County Louth. But what we heard about Cork and Galway earlier surviving this morning's worst effects. Now, what might they be facing later today?
Well, Galway, the next high tide...
It's at 7, I think, is it?
7, yeah, I'm just checking my notes. Yeah, it's at 7. So I think they'll be okay, because the worst will certainly be over. But remember I was saying there was a second sting going to get into the northwest. So Galway is just south of that swipe. So it'll still be a tense time for the local authorities there and obviously for the citizens. But it's sort of escaping the very worst. So I'd be more hopeful perhaps of minimal damage there in Galway this evening for the second high tide. But for the northwest, I'm not ruling that out. It's going to be quite severe here this afternoon.
Okay, well, look, fingers crossed. Evelyn Cusack.
Sorry, I just want to say, could I ask people to stop tweeting fake weather warnings and fake weather charts? There's some really crazy stuff out there, and it's very irresponsible. There's a whole lot of fake weather charts with red warnings and everything on it. I mean, the Met Éireann warnings are out. We've spent the last 2 days considering this very carefully. We've a full team team of people here with the best high resolution model. And, you know, it's very irresponsible. So I just want to say that. And second point about thunderstorms, there is a band of thunderstorms moving eastwards as well. So that may lead to more power outages. So, and everyone to take care and take the advice of the local authorities, the Gardaí and the Coast Guard. So that's it for me, Sean.
I wonder what kind of a mind it would take, all right, to put up those
Well, maybe some people think they're better at forecasting, you know, by looking out the window than Met Air. And, you know, we run a 24/7 operation paid for by the citizens of Ireland. So, you know, I'm actually astounded.
And you personally have a very strong track record, as indeed have your colleagues. Evelyn, thank you very much. We'll let you back to work. Evelyn Cusack, their head of forecasting at Met Air. Now, for the latest from AA Roadwatch, I am joined from their studio by Elaine O'Sullivan. Elaine, what have you been hearing and what have you been finding out?
Well, Sean, we're definitely seeing the effects of Storm Brendan, in particular around counties Kerry and Cork. In Kerry at the moment, a number of road closures are in place. So the N69 outside Listowel is partially blocked on the Tralee side of the town. There's an obstruction on the Listowel Abbey Field Road between Listowel and Dwa, and the N70 is blocked by a fallen tree on the Sneem side of Kenmare. Now, we have reports as well of a fallen tree in the N72 just east of Rathmore, and over the border in Cork, emergency services are dealing with fallen trees between Fermoy and Tallow. Reports as well of a fallen tree in the N20. So as you head between Cork and Limerick on the Mallow side of Charleville. Now, travel-wise, a small number of flights to and from Shannon Airport have been cancelled as well. So make sure you check your airline's website before travelling to the airport today.
Yes, and I see one of your colleagues, I think, driving a patrol for AA, suggesting drivers really should turn on their lights this morning.
Yes, it was quite a dull start to the day as well. And as well, if you are out and about, make sure you are particularly vulnerable on motorways as well and on exposed routes. So make sure you leave yourself plenty of room to stop as objects or other road users as well may be blown into your path. And be particularly mindful as well of vulnerable road users today, like pedestrians, cyclists and motorcyclists as well.
OK, good advice there. Elaine O'Sullivan of AA Roadwatch, thank you very much indeed for joining.